Father's Day this morning. We're all having a wonderful morning. Let's go to the phones and say happy Father's Day to Larry Podash, who is out. Are you having a Father's Day brunch right now, breakfast, something like that right now?
I just got back. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Do you have like Father's Day where your kids are older now? Both teenagers now, both of your daughters, I think?
My youngest is not a teenager. My oldest is, which is why she is still asleep.
did they do cute daughter things for you for Father's Day? You know, make you things like that when they were younger?
Oh, sure. Yeah. We'll find out what happens today. Things are running slow on this rainy Sunday.
It's a sleepy Sunday morning. Everyone getting ready.
Yeah.
Larry likes to keep his kids quiet and asleep early so they can stay up late to watch his show Backstory.
Right.
Forces them. Right. Forces them to watch the show every Sunday night.
Right. You got to do what you can, Dean, in this day and age of TV. It's not like 1975 when the whole world watched All in the Family, right?
That's right. The kids have a lot of options these days.
Yeah.
Where else are they going to learn about the DeLorean? That's one of the topics on your Backstory show tonight at 8:30 on WGN.
Yeah, what's interesting is a lot of people wanted to make the DeLorean story for a number of years, and nobody could until this local guy from the suburbs, western suburbs, got the rights to the story, and the reason he got the rights is because when he was a kid, he was a big fan of the car and decided to call DeLorean one day and say, "Hey, I'm going to be in New Jersey. Can I stop by your estate?" And DeLorean said, "Sure."
Wow.
And that's the short story about how he obtained the rights to the DeLorean story, and it's kind of like a docudrama. So it's a documentary, but they reenact scenes, and Alec Baldwin stars as John DeLorean. And so most people know, hey, cool car in the movie, and there was some kind of briefcase of cocaine. And that's all anybody pretty much knows. And the backstory is really interesting, which is why everybody wanted to make the John DeLorean movie.
Well, you know, and people, you know, people think DeLorean, to get all this like real information about this, because people think DeLorean, they think Back to the Future. You know, that's,
right,
that's the extent of their knowledge with DeLorean. So it'll be cool to learn more. And didn't you talk to Alec Baldwin about this, didn't you?
We did. We talked to him on the show a week or so ago. And he's sort of in between. You know, he just had, as you know, married and has four young kids. And so I think that the big movies have been on hold while he's been at home. And this was a project that I think fit in his schedule. And it's really kind of interesting to see them recreate scenes that are in, like, FBI surveillance tapes and so forth. And Alec actually was called by DeLorean many years ago to play him in one of those movie projects.
Wow.
That never got made. Because DeLorean in real life was very much a leading man type of character.
Can't wait to get the full story on that. You also are going to be digging into the story of an IRA murder mystery?
Yeah, so again, the IRA, people have some recollection of bombings in England and in Belfast, and yeah, they have a general sense of what that's about. But this journalist investigated the disappearance of a widowed mother of, I forget how many kids, six or seven kids. Masked men break into their house one night, take her away. She says, "Don't worry, kids, I'll be back." She never came back. So he is investigating this, and little does he know that he ended up solving the murder, and the murderer is still alive. And the way he was able to do this was there is a secret archive which some IRA members talked, and nobody was supposed to know about it until they died. But the word got out, and so it's an interesting story with lots of twists and turns to give you, you know, an idea of what that whole IRA battle was about through the story of one family.
And also, as I've mentioned to you, one of the things I enjoy, I mean, these stories are so interesting, but you dig up stuff out of the WGN film archives. Such
yeah.
cool stuff. And you've got auto show footage from like over 30 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, we found a couple of auto show packages from the mid-late 80s. And one of them was done by our old friend Jim Ramsey, who recently retired. Even though he was the weather guy, he also did some features now and then. And so it's fun to see a young Jim Ramsey at the auto show. And you'll see some old cars like the Pulsar. Remember the Pulsar, Dean?
Yes, I do.
And there was a new car called a Hyundai, which you could get for like $7,000, which even at the time was pretty cheap for a new car. And boy, you can really see, for those who don't remember, what a piece of junk that car was.
The Hyundai that became the Hyundai that we know today, though, right?
Yeah, sure. It's the same company, but this is how they started out.
Wow.
With these junky, new, affordable cars. I mean, at the time, I remember these came out in like, I want to say 86, and I had this old Chevette, and I thought, you know what? I'm happy with my Chevette. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is no other show, I guarantee you this, on television tonight that will feature the early Hyundai, the Pulsar, and Jim Ramsey from 30 years ago, probably smoking cigarettes while he
right.
was walking through the auto show. Here's the Pulsar.
Right.
Backstory
right.
Is on 8:30 tonight on WGN. Larry, have a great Father's Day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, too. Thank you, Dean. Take care.